"Something wrong?" Lily asked him. Like Aaron, she was 21 and about to enter her final year of college at Kansas State. "Thing isn't working," Aaron slapped the old gas pump. "Wait, there it goes." The dials on the pump began their digital dance as the gas flowed into the SUV's tank.
"What's wrong with him?"
Caitlin asked Mark, who had the map digest out on the hood of the vehicle. He studied it until tapping a spot with his finger.
"He has some problems with his daddy's card," Mark smirked. "No, brother, it's working. And here we have a place to camp."
Caitlin, who was about to graduate from the same college, leaned over the map and looked at it.
"White people,"
Caitlin thought grimly as she let her hair bounce in the wind.
"Never worry about where they go or what they'll walk into."
She was glad they invited her along for this trip, but Caitlin had to miss a trip home for this. Not that she had anything to worry about. Mark was here with her, and he'd treated her as a kind of sister since the day they went through orientation at the college. It had never gotten romantic between them, which was unique for a pair of college kids, but she suspected that neither of them would mind so much if it did go that way.
"Will you get that thing finished so we can get this show on the road?" Jason yelled from inside the SUV. Caitlin wished he'd stayed home.
Jason acted like the world was his oyster. 4 minutes later, the SUV was on its way. In most cases, no one would have thought anything about them. However, inside the little store next to the gas station, a bald man in a leather jacket stood next to the manager. He held the bag of snacks and beef jerky he was supposed to pick up earlier. The store manager, an older man in his 50s, nodded in the direction of the departing SUV. The bald man in the leather jacket grinned in agreement and paid for his goods. Seconds later, he was in the passenger side of the black truck that waited for him.
"Shall we depart, Lord Stitch?"
the woman with pigtails said from behind the wheel.
"Verily, Miss Candy," he told her.
Both of them wore leather jackets with the emblem Royal Barons on the back. His leather jacket squeaked in the passenger seat as he watched the SUV move away from them.
"Our quarry awaits," he told her. "His Majesty will be grateful for what we have found."
The black truck's engine fired and it began to follow the SUV down the road. Neither Baron noticed the dark blue 1970 Impala that pulled out of the shadows of some trees a few hundred feet away from the gas station. It followed them at a safe distance. The windows of the Impala were tinted, but it was still possible to make out a very feminine form behind the wheel of the classic muscle car. A person with good eyes might note the arcane symbols etched into the glass of the windows as the sun caught them.